Jerome Hudson debunks claim Trump is racist with facts. By Robert Krajicek on September 24, 2019. For years, Donald Trump has been treated and awarded by civil rights organizations for his activism and his willingness to support black causes. Recall Jerome Hudson, entertainment editor at Breitbart News and author of 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. During a Monday interview with Dennis Prager on the latter's eponymous radio show. Leftists regularly deride their political opponents as racists, noted Prager, inviting Hudson's response to similar derisions directed at President Donald Trump. I fully appreciate all genres of music. And I can remember for decades hearing references to Donald Trump in rap songs, said Hudson. For years, he has been treated and awarded by civil rights organizations for his activism and his willingness to support black causes. He has employed probably thousands of black people in his life. Tiger Woods and other very visible celebrities call Donald Trump a friend. Both can't be true, Dennis. I mean, the man can't be a virulent racist and also have people willing to publicly back him and praise him at the same time. But that's the absurdity that you get from the left. Listen. Hudson added, Al Sharpton presented Donald Trump with an image award standing next to Rosa Parks, and this was in the 80s. If he wasn't a racist in his late 40s, then he just became a racist in his 50s? Abortion, noted Hudson, is disproportionately used by black women relative to the broader population of American women. I start off the book by talking about a New York City public health study that I found. It went from 2012 to 2016, documenting that more black pregnancies ended in abortion than ended in live birth. It was an absolutely shocking number, and I was writing it at a time when Black Lives Matter was being held up by the New York Times as some sort of civil rights group. Never once did I see Black Lives Matter picket in front of Planned Parenthood, which I write about in detail. Hudson continued, those abortion clinics are situated in black and in Hispanic neighborhoods. The media and Democrats are constantly castigating the right. People like you and me, outlets like yours and Breitbart, as bigoted and racist. But we are the very people who are fighting each and every day for the value of black life in this country. Meanwhile, Hollywood, Netflix, Amazon, Disney, they're all threatening to boycott states like Georgia for daring to pass and make law, legislation, that actually protects black lives. Prager asked, is there anything even approaching a black exit from the Democrats? Democrats and their news media allies fear attrition of black voters' support for Democrats given President Donald Trump's increased political appeal among blacks relative to his Republican predecessors, estimated Hudson. We're really only talking about 15 to 20% of the black people that do vote in an election to just heed the words of Donald Trump, if you will, and say, what the hell? I'm going to give this guy a chance, remarked Hudson. The time is now, certainly. The man is responsible. 4. Leading the economy. An economy that has seen black and Hispanic wages grow exponentially. Historic levels of unemployment in both of those communities. 14% budget increase for historically black colleges and universities, and the list goes on and on. Hudson concluded, I cover entertainment. And Kanye West said that Donald Trump told him that he wants to be the greatest president for black America. And so far, Dennis, I think he is doing it. And I think he's going to be rewarded next November. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at McKrajicek.